This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, April 19th. God's word for you today is Grace Elect. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 6, verse 15 to 16, and it says, "Well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, or you can choose to obey God." Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 says, "For this reason, the Lord is still waiting to show his favor to you so he can show you his marvelous love. He waits to be gracious to you. He sits on his throne, ready to show mercy to you. For Yahweh is the Lord of justice, faithful to keep his promises. Overwhelmed with bliss are all who will entwine their hearts in him, waiting for him to help them." In this scripture, we can clearly see the mathematical representation in full expression. Grace is equal to mercy plus favor. When you understand the fundamentals of grace, you realize that God is never angry at you. You say, "Pastor, is that even possible? Isn't God angry with the sinner continually?" Yes, but are you? Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 11 says, "Tell them that as surely as I, the sovereign Lord, am the living God, I do not enjoy seeing sinners die. I would rather see them stop sinning and leave. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus." That is what God's word says. When God looks at you, he does not see you. He sees you through Christ. And that is the face of grace that comes upon him when he sees you through Christ. And the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Have been rejected, kicked to the curb, sidelined, and treated like a nobody? God has sent me to tell you that he loves you and he cares for you. God has sent me to tell you that you matter to him and that he wants to wrap his arms around you. Jesus will never reject you, and that has been the story of my life. Jesus has never rejected me. Jesus will never reject you. The more you understand the grace of God, the more you fall in love with the God of grace, the more you want to draw closer to Jesus, the more of Jesus you have in you, the more empowered you are. The more grace is flowing in and through you, the more you see grace everywhere. In front, grace. Behind, grace. To the right, grace. And to the left, grace. This will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. How amazingly beautiful is that? The fundamentals of grace help us understand that grace is God's gift to me, received by faith, available to everyone, come through Christ, and is extended through eternity. You have to receive it. And that is your call, the choice between do and done. What are you going to choose today? Do you want to keep doing? Or do you want to enter into the grace because it is done? Are you ready to walk in the fullness of God's grace for you? Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Amen."
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.